There it is. There's the lifestyle klaxon this morning. And today, well, new research released has revealed the old school gadgets that we wish we still had. This is right up my street, this, because apparently we're not really that fussed about having the most up-to-date tech. 45% of us believe it's a waste of money to buy the new things. We want some of the old stuff back. To talk about this is the comedian and the man behind this to talk about it.
Well, no one's ever seen what I mean. From the age of 13, we've all been caught in a mousetrap. So join with us and do the stir, 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 start a rap.
Yes, the man behind Morris Minor and the Majors. It is Tony Hawks. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning to you. There's another 4p in my royalties bag.
does it create quite a bit of royalties still, the Morris Minor and the Majors?
It's embarrassingly small amounts. I mean, it really is. It must cost them more in administration to send out the statements than I actually get.
I think it was always that. It was around that time of that 19, wasn't it?
That's
it was around
right.
that time.
Yeah, and the Beastie Boys, we were taking the mickey out of them as well. And it was a real surprise hit. I was talking about it someone the other day. We were a little comedy group, did the sort of London cabaret circuit, appeared on Saturday Live with Ben Elton, and then Virgin Records got in touch and said that should be a single. And about 8 weeks later, we were number four in the charts. It was just extraordinary.
And number one in Australia.
Number one in Australia. There are still Australians that, when they hear about it, you know, they just fall at my feet. It's extraordinary.
That's good news. Good news. Yeah. Now, Tony, this research has been provided by, I believe, is it Talk Mobile?
Talk Mobile have done it. Yeah, it's really interesting research actually, and it's great, and I like it because it works perfectly for me, because I just sort of fed up of paying for things I don't need. You know, I get all these things, these gadgets, and people probably listening thinking the same. You know, I just want it to play me this. I don't want it to do all those other things. And how much am I paying for that? You know, this is the extraordinary thing is that, you know, when you've got a phone, most people now, you know, what do they want to do? They want to send emails, or they want to ring people or text people. You don't need it to do the washing up and all that, whatever else they do now. Who knows? I just every time I get rid of a bit of technology, somebody says to me, you do realise it did that, and I kind of didn't even know. It's extraordinary.
It's nice to have those old bits back. Recently, we've acquired, in the last 6 months, we've acquired at the station here a Sega Mega Drive. Right. We've had some fun playing on that. But I've still got my Game Boy. I've still got a VHS video recorder in the attic somewhere.
Well, but you see, this is an interesting thing. I've never really come to terms with a lot of the move to digital. I liked the fact that tape, you could see it going round, and you knew what was happening. So you'll be in a studio now that will be completely digital. But
yeah.
There was something that when I first started out, when we recorded Stutter Rap, that was recorded onto tape.
On reel to reel.
Reel to reel. So we're watching this big thing, this thing going around. There's something very reassuring about that.
There's something great about editing on reel to reel with a little bit with a razor blade.
That's right.
And a little bit of a white pencil.
That's
it's
right.
It's amazing.
You'd go into the BBC, they'd have all these little, very pale men normally that were doing it.
In darkened rooms.
That's right. They were very thin, very pale. Not the best company in the world either. But they were very good at editing, and they had their little razors out and they were cutting up things. It was incredible to see all the piles of tape on the floor, which we've still got that, you know, that line. This will end up on the cutting room floor, you know, those sort
yes,
of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
It literally was on the floor, all in a pile. All your efforts trying to be funny was swept up with a broom.
This conversation that you two are having is making you two sound really, really old.
Sorry about that,
really
Joe.
Right. So, Joe, were you 14?
Not 14. No. I'm 28.
Wow.
But yeah,
I can't remember. So 28 is beyond that threshold. Then everything was digital to you.
Well, I mean, I can remember having a Walkman.
So you had tapes.
So I had a Walkman, and then we went to mini disc, which was the next thing, and then MP3 started coming in.
Yeah.
But I don't wish I had mini discs or Walkmans back.
No.
It's so easy to get, you know, 20,000, 100 million songs on a little device instead of having to run
that
with a pocket full of tapes.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think what you want is what you want. What you don't want is a load of things that you don't want, and you're paying for it. That's the thing that I think that some of the researchers... So, I mean, my example would be is that if I'm paying for a car, a brand new car, and it's got this computer system and I don't know how it works, you know, I sometimes long for... Yeah, I want to wind the window down with a thing, you know, I can wind, I can turn, because it's not that difficult to do. Whereas, you know, and if the electrics go wrong and it cost me 500 quid to fix it, I kind of think, well, what was the point of that? Because winding a window down, that there was no need really to sort of say, right, we'll have it all electric, we'll do all that. Because it doesn't really deliver that much to you.
What about that when you get a stiff one and you're like...
You get a what?
You should be watching the road.
This is breakfast radio, Joe Rawson. Calm yourself down, son.
I mean, a stiff handle. That's what I mean.
That's probably even worse. You know, we don't know, but I'm sure a stiff handle somewhere else means something else. We shouldn't be saying on Radio Yorkshire.
Tony, how many... I've often wondered, and I've loved your career, read your books, and I've often wondered how many times over the last, say, 20 years have you been booked, and then when you've turned up and they're like, where's your skateboard?
Yeah, a lot. Well, in fact, when I do quite a few sort of after dinner speeches, that kind of thing. And the audience are older, but I do say, how many of you, when you said you were coming here and Tony Hawks was on, had an excited member of your family thinking that it was going to be Tony Hawk, the skateboarder? 3/4 of the hands go up in the room. You know, they were told by their sort of teenage kids, oh, get his autograph, I love him.
Well, Joe did exactly that this morning. I said, we've got Tony Hawks on this morning. Really? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to laugh, go to tony-hawks.com, which is my site, and just click on skateboarding, and there are all my replies to the skateboarders that have written to me over the last 10 years asking me how to do it. And I sort of go back to them and correct them on their grammar and their incorrect use of apostrophes. I'm just this horrible pedant. And just say, you spent less time skateboarding and more time paying attention to English at school. This kind of mistake wouldn't happen.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Joe's already having a look on the website now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, one of your famous adventures was going around Ireland with a fridge.
Yes.
Are all of these things that you've done, are they all sort of like come from sort of like drunken bets, I believe?
Well, they did earlier on. I mean, and now I've settled down a bit. But I think what it... I mean, that one, but I'd seen a bloke hitching in Ireland with a fridge many years ago. And then the subject somehow came up at a dinner party. I drank more and more. And then said, Ireland is the one place in the world where you could hitch with a fridge. And made this bet. But I was sober when I decided to do it. You know, that was the key thing. You know, I packed and I went off to Ireland, took a month off with a fridge and started hitching by the side of the road. And I had the publishers, you know, said, oh, we'll do a book. But they thought it was going to sell, you know, a few thousand, and that was that. And it's sold over 800,000 now. In fact, next month I'm going to Munich to do a talk about it, because Mit dem Kühlschrank durch Irland is a really big book in Germany.
That's brilliant. There's a German version of it.
Oh yeah, it's done very well in Germany. Yeah, they like Ireland, and obviously they like Kühlschrank is a fridge in German.
Really, Kühlschrank. Yeah. That's a great name. Feuerzeug is my favourite German word. That's a cigarette lighter. Feuerzeug.
I think Beschränkung is the speed limit. So there you go.
And have you got another challenge coming up? What's next for you, Tony?
Well, I've settled down. We've moved down to Devon, and I've written a little book called Once Upon a Time in the West Country, which is quite gentle in comparison, but it's all about trying to move from a big city and settle in the countryside and all the things that can go wrong with that. So that one's out at the moment. And then my publishers are saying, what next? And this is a funny thing, because I do want to do something quite wacky, but I want it to be real and not kind of manufactured. So you almost have to wait for it to come. It can just come out of a conversation like this, and suddenly you think, oh, yeah, I'll go and do that. That'd be good fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm reading some of these, but I've clicked on skateboarding. Yeah. I just want to share what.
Right,
okay. So, hi, Tony. My name's William. I was wondering if you could find me some cheats for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, because I have tried some website and I can't find any that work. So if you can do that, I'll be ever so grateful. Thanks, William. William, the best cheat is to go to a store, find Pro Skater 3, and then leave the shop without paying for it. If they catch you, just say that I said it was okay. TH. PS, remember that that prison life can be hard.
Oh dear, there's a whole show just here, isn't there? Yeah. Tony,
I toyed with doing a book. I thought it'd be quite a good little coffee table book, you know, just all the skateboarding answers I've done over. I have a lot of fun sometimes. I get in the mood for it. So when they all arrive, I still get about 10 a week, and I put them all into this little folder.
That's so
and then
cool.
Every now and again I'll have a train journey and I'll write sort of 20 or 30 replies and put them up on the website. It makes me happy anyway.
Oh, it's certainly making me chuckle this morning. It's absolutely fantastic. Talkmobile.co.uk is the website to go to find out a bit more about that research about retro things. Tony Hawks, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been great fun. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Cheers.